Welcome to Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. Today we explore the history of steamboats along the Ohio River in Massac County. Retired SIU architecture professor Bob Swenson grew up in Metropolis and has documented more than 60 steamboats that were built in Southern Illinois beginning around 1855 and continuing through the turn of the century. We take a closer look in this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders.
When we think about the Civil War in Southern Illinois, General Grant, Caro, and General John A. Logan typically come to mind. The term ironclad is associated with Mound City, where the gunboats Cincinnati, the Mound City, and the Caro were designed and built by James Eads, famous engineer and bridge designer from St. Louis. The Ohio River community of Metropolis doesn't often come to mind when we think about Civil War history or even the boat building industry. We typically associate Metropolis with Revolutionary War-era Fort Massac and George Rogers Clark, or possibly Lewis and Clark, or with its most recent claim to fame as the home of Superman. During the Civil War and the 40 years following, however, Metropolis was one of the most important steamboat-building cities along the Lower Ohio River. Shipwright Alf Cutting got his start constructing ironclad gunboats at the James Eads Carondelet St. Louis shipyard. Cutting moved to Metropolis during the early part of the war to establish a shipbuilding business that, along with the shipyard of Cunningham and Farrell, built 25 steamers during the 1860s alone, four of which participated directly in the war effort. The troopship Benefit and the stern wheeler Victory, officially named Tinclad No. 33, both served with Admirals Porter and Foote in the Red River Campaign. The 277-foot-long Bell of St. Louis, a very fast side wheeler, was assigned to carry troops, military payroll, and the U.S. mail. The propeller tugboat Alf Cutting continued service after the war at Mobile, Alabama. Steamboats were designed for specific tasks, including railroad transfer ferries, people and vehicular ferries, towboats, tugboats, salvage boats, rafters, and packet boats. Eight Metropolis packet boats were designed specifically to navigate the winding, shallow, and treacherous Missouri River from St. Louis to Fort Benton, Montana, over 2,400 river miles each way. They carried military personnel, horses and supplies, gold mining equipment, agricultural implements, livestock, furniture, general merchandise, food products, and most importantly, the people needed to open up the West. Built in 1866, the William J. Lewis made two St. Louis to Fort Benton round trips in one season, carrying over 260 tons of freight each way. She made over $60,000 profit in one of those trips. The City of Caro, a 283-foot-long sidewheeler built in 1864, traveled regularly from St. Louis to New Orleans, carrying mail, freight, and passengers, until 1873 when she burned at New Orleans. The Mary Bell was the largest of the Metropolis-built sidewheelers at 327 feet long and 55 feet wide. She was built as a cotton boat in 1875 to also carry passengers and mail between St. Louis and New Orleans. In her first year and on her 10th trip south with 175 Mardi Gras-bound cabin passengers on board, the Mary Bell burned to the waterline near Vicksburg in February of 1876. Although her cargo, including 8,000 bags of seed, 5,000 bales of cotton, and 500 barrels of oil, was a total loss, remarkably, no lives were lost, a very unusual fact as most steamboat fires resulted in many fatalities. The average life of a steamboat was 5 years due to boiler explosions or fires caused by burning cinders, oil lamps, and careless smokers. Ice floes, floods, snags, collision, and even angry Indians on the upper Missouri added to the danger. Mark Twain's Life on the Mississippi is a must-read for those fascinated with river history. Twain describes in detail how riverboat pilots learned to read the river, and includes references to several Southern Illinois communities. By the turn of the century, and after the construction of at least 67 steamboats, the boat building business at Metropolis was over, having transitioned to other kinds of woodworking industries. There are many fascinating and generally unknown stories about our river region, including that of Ann Stokes, an African-American midwife from Mississippi who escaped slavery on a Union Navy gunboat. Ann Stokes became a surgeon's assistant on the Navy hospital ship Red Rover and went on to achieve a major milestone in African-American history. But I'll save that story for my next visit on Southern Illinois Wonders.
That's Bob Swinson, steamboat historian and retired architecture professor at Southern Illinois University. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information is online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.